This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for February 2018. How did classical music play a part of Maurice Levine's life as an American conductor, teacher, producer, director, writer for television and theater, and what musical instrument did he play? Morris Maurice Levine was born on January 11, 1918, in New Haven, Connecticut. His parents were immigrants from Vilna, Lithuania, Russia. He was the youngest of five sons and grew up in West Haven, Connecticut. He began studying the violin when he was 9, and at 11, studied with a new teacher, Mr. Alfonso Cavallaro, who was 23 years old and about to graduate from Yale School of Music. He said that Mr. Cavallaro taught him that you have to be able to analyze your problem and ask yourself the following questions. What is it you want to do? What can't you do yet? What can you get out of your present knowledge that can help you achieve your goal? He would naturally guide me in various exercises and examples of how to get there. Then I would practice along those lines during the week. Maurice played violin all through school. After high school, he went to Yale School of Music, and in 1940, quote, was accepted for the first charter class at Tanglewood. His teachers were composer Paul Hindemith and conductor Serge Koussevitzky, and his classmate was Leonard Bernstein. He received a bachelor and master's degree from the Yale School of Music. Then he was drafted into the Army in World War II. Maurice produced shows for the troops in Chanute Field, Illinois. He said it was a great arrangement. Major Glenn Miller was my superior. At a classical concert that he conducted at Chanute Field, quote, the Hilla director at the University of Illinois and his wife attended. Maurice said they were delighted to find that an Army conductor was Jewish. The wife, Lee Silverman, said to me, my father is music director at the 92nd Y in New York. If you're ever interested in a job there, look me up. After World War II, he taught at Yale Music School and then moved to Manhattan. He changed his first name to Morris, to Maurice from Morris. He said he was unable to find a job on Broadway. He looked up Lee Silverman, who introduced him to her father, the composer and conductor A.W. Binder, who was head of the 92nd Y music program. Binder hired him in 1947 as a part-time conductor. He said, I loved the music of Kurt Weill, so I dialed information and asked for his phone number. And would you believe it? He was listed. So I called him and asked if I could conduct the New York premiere of his folk opera, Down in the Valley. He said it was already promised to someone else, but would I like to conduct a concert version of his opera, Street Scene? Maurice said to him, you bet I would. He conducted it in February of 1949, and from there on, the doors opened for him. He conducted Broadway for Oscar Hammerstein's revival of Music in the Air, and with Yip Harburg and Barbara Cook on Flahuli. For Columbia Records, he conducted two albums sung by Lada Lenya and another album with Leonard Warren, baritone at the Metropolitan Opera. He also conducted at Madison Square Gardens between 1958 and 1971, conducting Metropolitan Opera stars Richard Tucker, Roberta Peters, and Jan Pierce. In 1969, the 92nd Y was offered a $5,000 grant by Billy Rose Foundation, quote, to do a series on American lyric writers. It was a subject dear to Rose's heart, who was a showman and lyricist. Hadassah Markson, the director of music at the Y, was the youngest daughter of Binder, who died in 1966. When she first asked Maurice Levine about doing a show on American lyricists, he said no. Then he reconsidered it after speaking to Yip Harburg, the lyricist of The Wizard of Oz. Maurice said, I spoke to Yip, and he told me so many good stories that I thought if the audience is half as excited by this as I am, we'll have a hit. Maurice Levine began lyrics and lyricists in 1970 at the 92nd Y. He was the leader, host, and artistic director. Maurice said, we try to give an impression of who the person is, what he stood for, and what he tried to accomplish, along with a certain amount of musicology and music history. I'm at heart a teacher, but I never give anyone a lecture. I inform people Entertainingly, on his show, he had well-known singers like his wife, Bobby Bear, Bob Lang, and others. Some of the programs that Lyric and Lyricist did were An Evening with Alan J. Lernan, with Johnny Mercer, and many others. Maurice Levine, as a conductor and teacher at the 92nd Y Orchestra, worked there for over 40 years. While I was a student at the Juilliard School, my friend and fellow student at Juilliard, Liz, Elizabeth Hubley from Canada, a wonderfully talented violinist and concertmaster of the 92nd Y Workshop Orchestra, invited me to audition for the conductor of the orchestra, Maurice Levine, as there was an opening for principal viola. I auditioned and won the job. Maurice Levine was an inspiring and motivating conductor with a clear beat and boundless energy to impart the composer's wishes. He taught us the classical orchestra literature, works by Beethoven, Mozart, Brahms, and Broadway theater music. He brought in singers for rehearsals and concerts like Eartha Kitt. He also had his principal players play solo and concertos with the orchestra. I played the Bloch Suite for viola and orchestra one year and the Walton Viola Concerto with orchestra the next. Conductor Maurice Levine would arrive by taxi to pick me up for rehearsal. And on the way to orchestra rehearsal, he had me sing my viola solo as he was conducting the score of the orchestra part. By the time we reached the 92nd Y, we had rehearsed all three movements of the Walton Concerto. Conductor Levine had marked all the tempos to be ready for orchestra rehearsal with the 92nd Y Orchestra. When we arrived at the orchestra rehearsal, Conductor Levine began working patiently teaching the concerto to the orchestra as I played the solo part with him. Maurice Levine died on September 8, 1997. He was 79 years old. He was an American conductor, teacher, producer, director, writer for television and theater, and host and artistic director of Lyric and Lyricist. Husband, father, and grandfather, and a lifelong musician. Maurice Levine said, "I'm at heart a teacher, but I never give anyone a lecture. I inform people entertainingly." He informed and educated thousands of students, professional musicians, and the public during his lifetime.